Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Chai FM again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So today we're talking about, you know, how to become a little bit more liquid. You need, perhaps some bridging finance. But before we even go there, I believe you've started a company called The Watch Channel. I've got a thing for watches. I have over 100 watches.
You're joking.
No.
Wow.
I love watches.
How long have you been collecting watches for?
My whole life.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What's your favorite brand?
I don't have it. Probably Cartier.
Wow, that's a beautiful brand.
Like they're very classic looking watches.
You know? Classic, traditional.
Yeah.
And sure. And you know, funny enough.
They just keep going.
Yeah. And funny enough, people don't know this, but Cartier in South Africa is the cheapest in the world.
Really?
Yeah. There's a story behind it that the founder of Cartier was actually an ex-South African. And
South Africans are such special people.
That's it. So, yeah, we started the Watch Channel about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
We carry all brands, more upmarket brands. Our brand started Tag Heuer and go all the way up to Rolex and the really more expensive brands, Breitling, as you like, Cartier.
I just like the classic look of Cartier, you know.
It is classic. It's a beautiful classic watch. And you know what's wonderful about pre-owned watches? They're literally a quarter of the price of new watches, which makes it so affordable for people like yourselves who like to collect.
Okay, just hold on a second. What do you mean pre-owned watches? So, let's talk about this.
So,
because a classic's a classic.
Yeah, but we sell pre-owned. So in other words, you buy a watch and you want to liquidate that watch, and you actually don't wear it anymore. We buy it from you, and we sell it on at literally a quarter of the price of the retail price. So you really have a huge saving.
What is the website?
It's called The Watch Channel.
.co.za.
That's it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the watches that you could actually use if you need to do some bridging finance?
Well,
you know that you've got money coming in, but you need something right now.
Well, at Gold Capital, we understand people have serious financial crisis at times, like we all do, really. Medical bills, school fees, shortfall on cars, you have an accident in a car and you go short on the excess. You know, we've had some terrible, disturbing stories at Gold Capital where we've literally been lifesavers for.
It's in crisis that people are going to come to you, right?
I'll give you an example. We had a lady about 2 weeks ago who came into our office whose child has got cancer, and there was a shortfall on the chemo, and the medical company was not covering a certain amount, and she was in dire straits. It was basically life or death if her daughter carried on with a treatment or not. And she came with jewelry and diamonds, and you know, she was so overwhelmed. She burst into tears, and it was such an amazing experience for me, because you know, to see that you can help people like that in, you know, where it's literally life or death, and she was so overwhelmed with happiness that her daughter could carry on with her chemo, and and she got a hell of a lot of money for her jewelry.
Yeah.
And we generally always give a little bit more when it's those kind of financial crises, you know, when it's really like life threatening.
Yeah. So I want to welcome Jay into studio. Good morning,
Jay. To you.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, and how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. So you actually head up the Watch Channel?
Yes, indeed. I do indeed. Yes.
So if I had to come in there today, what sort of watches would I be able to see?
Definitely watches that would take your breath away. We have some beautiful.
They all take my breath away.
I mean, the design and the function, the precision that goes into these watches is absolutely incredible. So you'd come in and you'd probably find our entry-level watches are our Tag Heuers.
Yeah.
We've got a lovely selection of those, both for men and ladies.
Well, right now I'm browsing your stock on the watchchannel.co.za.
With unbeatable prices, may I say.
Okay,
well.
So, gee whiz, look at that.
And Rolex, then we range from, go through the Breitlings, the Chopards, the Cartier, the Longines, the Mont Blanc, and of course, the Rolex. And we have a lovely selection of men and ladies Rolex watches. We actually have a Rolex watch who was previously owned by a king, who we
have now. Do you charge extra for that? I mean, it's got a bit of history there.
We should actually charge people to come in and view that watch because it actually has a note from the king inside the Rolex box, which is quite amazing. It has an incredible story to it, you know. So now we have that watch and you're welcome to come and see it anytime you like.
That's incredible. So what kind of a Rolex is that?
It's a ladies Rolex Oyster Perpetual Datejust with a diamond bezel and a floral dial.
Jeez, his nose is stuffed. Two-tone.
Well, I want to tell you, Jay's spot on. I mean, we literally got a letter from the King of Qatar. Thanking it was...
Qatar's not such a...
Well, I'm just telling you where it originates from. It was
okay, actually, before there were sanctions.
Before there were sanctions. The lady that received the watch was actually the South African Foreign Ambassador Secretary. And she doesn't wear Rolex, so she came and traded it in. And she came with a letter from the King of Qatar thanking her for her services.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so I have to go and look at what you have for Cartier. How does the process work? If I've got a, say I've got an Omega Deville, right, and it's gold, would I get more money bringing it to the watch channel or to Gold Capital?
So that's a very good question.
Thank you.
The watch channel generally specializes in selling, and where Gold Capital generally specializes in buying. And also, we also provide loans. So generally, if for instance, yourself is you're attached to your watch and you don't really want to let it go, but you're really in a financial crisis at the moment. We provide short-term bridging finance where you could take a loan for a month or two or three at a minimal interest rate.
What's minimal interest rate?
Well, it depends on the risk. We know we evaluate
the loan,
yeah, it all depends on the risk. But, you know, we can do loans for you up from 1,000 Rand all the way up to 200,000-300,000 Rand instantly. There's no waiting. There's no waiting for credit check clearances. There's nothing like that. We take your watch as collateral. As long as we've got your collateral, you can service your loan for as long as you want. It can be a month, it could be 2 years, which is great for a lot of people who've got a sentimental attachment to their items, who don't want to let it go, but are in a financial crisis.
I have a sentimental attachment to this Cartier Tank Divan on
diamond bezel, yes.
I'm so attached to that watch. I think I'll come and get it. I mean, it's only 120,000.
Yeah, man. Of course.
You say only 120,000.
Well, it's usually 150,000.
No, that's pre-owned.
Oh, that's pre-owned.
The retail of all that watch is close to about 350,000.
Yeah, you see, I walk into a store. The most expensive item in the store is always the one that's that one.
Yeah, well, that's and you know, there's a lot of people out there with watch fetishes. You wouldn't believe
it. I proper have a watch fetish.
No, but there is seriously guys that just buy watches and they just buy them and just admire them. Don't even wear them.
Oh,
they're
no.
just it's like ornaments for them. It's like a collector's.
No, you've got to wear it. I mean, you can't take it with you.
I want to tell you something. We've got a wonderful story. We bought a Hua yesterday. Now, no one really knows about the history of a Hua, but everyone knows about a Tag Heuer.
Yeah.
But a Hua became before Tag. And those watches are literally between 50 to 60 years old. And we were very lucky to get one yesterday. So we were refurbishing it. It goes on the market for 200,000 Rand. It's 50 years old. We're probably going to sell it for about 60,000, 70,000 Rand. Pre-owned 200,000, we're going to be selling for 60,000, 70,000. We just sent it in to Tag yesterday to get the whole process of getting a refurbished, because that's the whole thing about pre-owned watches. You know, you've got to get the strap cleaned up, you've got to get the bezel cleaned up, so when the client buys it, they're very happy. It looks brand spanking new.
Yeah.
So
it's very interesting. At what point does a watch go in value from being pre-owned to being something of value because of its previous history?
Sure. I think Jay would be able to answer that better.
I think once you buy a watch, the first person to buy the watch will take the initial, you know, the shock from the, you know, the money will, you know, to try and resell it. But then over time, that watch actually starts appreciating in value again. And then watches like Rolex and stuff, they actually become more valuable than, so in the process of about 10 to 20 years, your Rolex watch could be worth more money than the amount that you actually paid for it. So you could actually get double the cash that you paid for it when you sell it again, because it becomes a classic vintage piece.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely incredible. That's why Rolex is one of the best, has the best resale value, you know, in amongst the range and collections of watches.
Jay, what happens if somebody comes to you with an antique watch that isn't a tag, that isn't something that is kind of these mainstream brands?
If I can call them mainstream brands,
they're not really. I mean, they're luxury brands.
But it's quite difficult to say because it does depend on the actual watch itself. I mean, you know, some Rolexes sell for 30,000 Rand and some of them sell for over a million.
Yeah.
So it would depend on the actual piece. Also, the box and papers does it plays a part in terms of people collecting watches, because that's when a lot of the money comes in, is when people that are collectors of fine timepieces, you know, they want the whole deal. They want the original bracelets. They want the original casing that it came with, the original box. So that all factors in to how much money you actually get.
If I came and I bought a watch from you, do I get to know anything about the previous owner?
I mean, we can find out for you if you're really interested.
Is it something that it all depends on the circumstances under which you came to have the watch?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. So getting back to what we were talking about, how does the whole process work run? So I've got this Cartier watch. I need 120,000 Rand, or I need whatever bridging finance I need right now. I know that I've got money coming in a 4 months' time or 2 months' time, and I need that money to kind of bridge the gap. I bring you the watch. Do I bring it to you or do I bring it to Jay?
Well,
I bring it to you at Gold Capital or do I take it to Jay?
You bring it to Gold Capital. Now, I want to touch on a subject which you are asking me about. We had someone very close to the late Nelson Mandela immediate family came to see us about two and a half weeks ago with a
customer. Oh, it wasn't Zanatti.
No,
okay.
It wasn't. No. And literally, Hublot is a very, very upmarket brand.
Yes.
Made a custom-made watch for the Nelson Mandela Foundation. And the lady that in question came to see us with a short-term loan. Now, these watches retail for literally 400,000 Rand. It's the most amazing casing.
Because they're also rare. There's only a limited number.
Well, it's limited, and it was made for especially for the Nelson Mandela Foundation. So there's a limited of those watches. I mean, it's beautiful. It's rose gold bezel with diamonds encrusted dial and on a leather strap. And it's just mind-blowing how beautiful this watch is. And we didn't ask questions. All she asked us was for a short-term loan. And she got 150,000 Rand loan on the watch. And she's asked for a three-week loan. So, after 3 weeks, she's going to come and pay the capital amount plus the interest and get her watch back. I just want to add to that we don't just give loans on watches. We give loans on everything, on Krugerrands, on diamonds, on gold jewelry. You know,
anything that has that intrinsic value that you can actually quantify and measure.
Definitely. And we've had a huge response from Chai listeners in the last couple of days, where people are coming through to our showroom and bringing all their pieces. And I'm literally mean all their pieces. We had a client I sat with yesterday for literally 2 hours just writing down all the information. We haven't even started typing out the valuation.
Wow.
The whole process takes literally, if you've got a lot of pieces, 5 hours, 6 hours, and the service is absolutely free.
Well,
so guys are running to us because they know that they're saving thousands of rands. Literally, if they went to anywhere else, that would have cost them not less than 5,000 Rand to get anyone to do that, what we did yesterday for the clients, because it literally takes, it's time consuming. So guys are really, really taking advantage of the free valuation certificates.
Wonderful. Okay, so can we just talk about, is this okay, so that Hublot is not on the watch channel?
No, it can't be.
It's not going to be.
No, because it's a loan. Yeah, no, we can't do that. Jeez, we get into serious trouble trying to sell a watch that's on loan. hoping that the person's going to default. You know, we could never do that. But but I will bring it to the studio if the lady does decide to default or just sell it to us.
As one decides to default.
Because it really is a masterpiece. Yeah. It's really mind-blowing.
Run. A question here, and this is for Jay as well. How do you know if an item might be stolen? And I know you mentioned about the box and the papers, but if somebody's keeping that in a safe and and that gets stolen altogether? Like, how do you know? How do you verify?
So that's a very, very good question. I'll tell you why it's a good question.
Pretty unsigned, the SMS.
Because the law is very clear that when a client decides to sell anything, doesn't have to be a watch, can be anything, they have to declare that it belongs to them. That's the law. So if they declare, because whenever time anyone sells anything to us, they fill out a purchase document with their full name, surname, ID, all their contact details, and declaring that this property belongs to me. Once they declare that and sign it, and we have a copy of the ID, we have followed the law. As you know, we can't, Kathy, we are not investigators. I can't say, well, prove to me where you bought this watch from, if it's 20 years old or 15 years old. But if it's a current watch, most people have got an invoice from the shop that they bought it from. But having said that, we just have to follow the law. But, you know, generally, I would say that 99% of clients are honest people. You know, there are obviously the rare situation where the watch
chances
is...
Chances are that if somebody's stolen goods, they're not going to bring it to a business like Gold Capital.
Yeah, because we do everything above the
book. Or the watch channel.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
You're going to look for that corner... Yeah. That corner guy.
Not even. You would just
possibly.
Try... Yeah, you'd sell it somewhere in town.
On the
yeah.
Back market,
that's
sure.
Right. That's right.
We do also check the serial numbers of the watches with the retailers and with purchasing to make sure that it hasn't been stolen or reported.
Yes.
You know, so we do make sure that any watch we're taking in has a clean slate.
Oh,
and Cartier, funnily enough, and Rolex have those websites where they report and they put on the reference numbers of the watches that have been stolen. You know, when you have an insurance claim and you get hijacked or you have an armed robbery and you've lost your watch, most people have got their box and papers for that specific watch. And all they do is contact the agents, and the agents put up that serial number of that watch. So if anyone wants to investigate if that watch is kosher or not, they can just go onto the website.
And that's where we leave it. Thank you so much, Ron. Ron Looper from Gold Capital and Jay from The Watch Channel. Go and check out their website. Absolutely beautiful. If you've got 120,000 that you'd like to, splash on some particular radio presenter's watch, it's under Cartier when you go browse our stock. Listen, thank you very, very much. The website is thewatchchannel.co.za, or if you've got any gold you want valued for insurance purposes, perhaps you want to sell it, then get to, make contact with Gold Capital. It's goldcapital.co.za. Thank you both very, very
thank
much.
Thank you so much.